We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
The head coach of the football Giants is Pat Shurmur. He joins us now. Coach, welcome. How are you?
How you doing, Mike?
All right, Coach. Better than you, probably, because that was as gut-wrenching a loss, and I thought we'd be sitting here and talking about how this game turned your season around with a great fourth quarter comeback, team showed explosiveness and heart, and you get beat on a 63-yard field goal, which I didn't even know the guy could do, and I'm waiting for him to throw it in the end zone. I mean, that's a gut punch. That's what that was.
Yeah, no, we fell 63 yards short, and I think when you look at the game, and again, it's, you know, we understand the urgency of winning the game this week, but when you watch the game, I think our team played its best game front to back. We scored more points, I guess, than you scored around here in 36 games. And, you know, I feel like we can just get better. And really, that's the narrative on offense, is we scored, you know, now we didn't score enough. We needed to score a couple more. But, you know, on defense.
No, you scored enough. You got one more than you needed in the fourth quarter, 15,
yeah.
And you scored 15 points against a good defense on
right.
The road. So I like what I saw from the offense. I like what I saw from your big players. I like what I saw. And you know what? I don't even want to get on the defense that much. Sometimes you just get beat. When you get beat by a kicker who can kick it 63 yards from scrimmage, God bless him.
Yeah, no, that was a terrific kick on their part. But, you know, there's things that happen within, you know, throughout the game.
Sure.
You know, play here, play there, that if we play it better or we do a better job, then we're not talking about this.
Well, the special teams are killing you. They have all year, and it's killing you. They killed you again with that mistake in the game. You can't give up 7-point mistakes on special teams, that's for sure.
No, not in close games like that. And certainly that was unfortunate, the way it hit Odell on the leg there. But, you got to secure the ball. Anytime the ball is going to change hands, you got to secure it.
All right, I don't want to bury the headline, but it seems to me from a distance, now this is from a distance, seems like you handled what could have been a very ugly situation or a ticklish situation with your team well with Beckham by having him address it and you addressing it with him. In your mind, is it something that has any issues inside your team, or is it taken care of?
I think it's taken care of, and I really think it's time to move on from it. You know, we have a way we do business here behind the scenes. Our players, our coaches, everybody in our organization, you know, there's accountability and there's a way that you function. And when it doesn't play out that way, then we address it. And I feel like we've moved on. I feel like we've made changes to the locker room that'll keep it from kind of collapsing in a way it did last year. And a lot of it is because of the people that are in the locker room. And I feel good about... I really feel good about our group and how they're preparing to move forward to Philadelphia.
I'm fair with that. I think that's fair. So no issues as far as you're concerned, no lingering issues?
Nope.
Okay.
He bit the head off the snake, so to speak.
Gotcha. Yeah. And like I said, I think you handled it right, so I have no issues there. I think it was handled well and quickly, and I think I don't see anything lingering right now, so I agree with you on that. I'm with you on that. Now, Flowers, why was he no longer someone you could get anything out of at all? Why did he have to go?
Well, you know, it was just time to move on. I really think in the case of Eric Flowers, a change of scenery will do him good. You know, we felt like we felt good about the direction that Chad Wheeler has gone. You know, we've got, you know, Brian Mahalik that we're going to put up, that we're going to use as our third tackle. And we just felt like it was time to move on. And, you know, I can't speak to, you know, all the years that Eric has been here, but, you know, we gave him an opportunity, and unfortunately it didn't work out. And so we wish him the best. We hope he has a long and productive career. And it just was time. You know, I can't tell you exactly why. There's no formula for it. We just felt like it was time to move on and get another guy on the roster.
Let me ask you it this way. If I was sitting here and that was a win, I'd be talking about how that gives you great lift to take this week's game, and what a big win it was, and it can galvanize your team. But it wasn't a win, it was a loss, and obviously you now are up against it record-wise as you get ready to play the Eagles. Did the good things that we saw, including the comeback, were they minimized or were they negated by the loss?
Anytime you lose, anytime you lose, that's negated. Now, I will say this. We didn't play well enough to win yet, but that was our best game, and I think that's a positive thing. And again, I say that. We gotta do some things better. I feel good about the direction. I'm starting to feel better about how we're doing things on offense, and I feel better about just when I watch our guys compete and get ready for the next game. I just like the leadership that our locker room has.
The one advantage I can see record-wise is this could be a year in this division where you might be able to be alive and be in this division at 8-8. It might be that kind of year where you're normally saying, wow, a team's running away in our division and we don't have enough wins to get to 10. Here this year, it might be that kind of division where you're all going to beat each other up and everyone's going to be right in the middle of the pile. So normally, you're not as bad off at 1-4 as you could be, is the point I'm making.
No doubt. So we could be in a division where, you got a 4-0 team, or for whatever reason, there's two teams that have won most of their games. I think that just plays into what we say around here. We just got to keep playing, and who knows how things will turn. I remember one year, I think there was a goal line stand down in Washington after playing two poor games, and then all of a sudden that flipped the switch. So you never know what it's going to take. That's why the guys just got to keep slugging away.
Short week, obviously, and here comes a team that presents some issues, a defending champion, obviously, sure, which is struggling itself right now. What do you see when you see the Eagles?
Well, I see the same team that won the Super Bowl in terms of, the quarterback, how they function on offense. I see the same team schematically on defense, where... the blocking that front four is a real bugger. I think that's where it starts for them. And then really it's the front eight because they roll them like a hockey line.
Right.
And so those are the challenges. So, I think it's the quarterback on offense that presents the biggest challenge because I think he's a terrific player. And some of his biggest plays are plays that are off schedule when you guys sort of got him stopped. And then obviously being able to score points against that defense, which starts by blocking their front.
Right. Their pass rush is tough. They're good at getting to the quarterback. We know that. And your team has obviously had some issues in that regard, so that'll be big. The short week, you've had some guys banged up. Do we have any reason to be positive about Vernon or Ingram this week?
I think, it's sort of a mixed bag there still. I think we'll just have to see. Evans made progress. We'll just have to see. And then OV is doing more than he did last week. So, I say it every week. I'm hopeful, but, we'll just have to see.
You see some wonderful things from Barkley, and you're using him in a variety of ways, including we saw the connection with he and Beckham last week. But, boy, it would be nice to see him getting some better holes to run through early in the game and see what he could do, because I think it would be just if he was getting some – if you guys were being better at blocking things at the point of attack, he'd be fun to watch. He really would. He's not getting a lot of help there in some of those spots.
Yeah, I think early in the game, certainly they – overcommitted to stopping us, and they did a good job with it. There's areas we can do better there, I totally agree with you. I think we've got to run the ball better early in the game and throughout, and that means that the score is in really either you're ahead or you're within a score, and hopefully you're ahead by more than that, where running the ball makes sense, and then that's where you can really lean on a team.
Play a four-minute game, absolutely. But also, the idea of this team would play action would make it, it'd be fun to watch you guys if you had a lot more play action. There's nothing better than play action to run big plays off.
No doubt. And I think we do commit to it. And some of the big plays that we hit the other night were off of play action.
No question.
And we have a way of doing business, and we're going to always try to get the ball down the field, but the most important thing is put it in the end zone, and we got a long way to go, but I think we're making progress.
everyone knew the Collins play was a bad call right from the start. I think you did too. I think you could tell your players were angry after the game. It doesn't. There's no concession now that you know that it was. But you know what? There's a lot of this. A lot of coaches upset right now. From a coaching standpoint, what are you telling your defenders when you see all this stuff? You know, the apologies don't help a couple days later.
Well, the process, as you know, is we send in plays that we have concerns about, and then we get answers so that we can coach them better. You know, and in that situation, I think it was pretty obvious he was just going for the ball,
clearly.
And there was some contact. I haven't gotten back the official yet because it's early in the week. Typically, we'll get that tomorrow.
Yep.
But you know, I have reached out, and you know, again, it's educate. No, hey, listen, nobody wants to get it wrong.
No question.
You know, I think we all try to. We all have an opinion, but nobody wants to get it wrong, and you really just have to play through it.
You know, there's no question your team in that game showed that it is together, and it put forth a good effort. I'd say the best effort of the season. It should have been a winning effort, and it wasn't. How many weeks can you get that if it doesn't pay off in victories?
I think you can get that every week, and that's what I believe in our team. I really do. But it's urgent. There's an urgency to win, and so we got to get it started this week.
All right, Coach. Thank you very much. Good luck this week. I know it's a short week. Thanks for a couple of minutes. Appreciate it.
Got some baseball this week.
We do. I'm here at the stadium right now. So, you know, there's a team that's got some urgency tonight also. So tonight will be a big night. And Thursday night in New York could be a real big night. You guys playing the Eagles and the Yankees playing a game 5 up in Boston.
All right.
So we got a lot of good action right now. You know, you can use a couple of victories on both sides of the river, you know.
Looking forward to it.
Thank you, Coach. Thanks.
All right, Mike.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.